Your brand deserves better than one-size-fits-all branded clothing. Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your team will want to wear. Backed by above and beyond expertise, go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code POD20 for 20% off your first product.
Moncrief on News Talk.
As you know, there have been numerous protests around the country involving the location of centres for international protection applicants. So how is that affecting the election campaign and how are the various candidates addressing it? The Dublin constituency of Dublin Bay North stretches from the well-to-do suburbs of Howth and Sutton over to Coolock, the location of long-running and at times violent protests over the proposed housing of refugees there. So in Coolock and other parts of the constituency, what kind of reception are the candidates getting? Henry McKean reports.
Hi, how are you doing? My name is Councillor Barry Heenahan. I'm an independent candidate for the Dublin Bay North general election.
Barry, we're here in the heart of the constituency in the Northside shopping centre. What's the reaction like on the doors?
Well, it's great. I've only been here 20 seconds and someone came out and they said, I seen you on the news last night. But I think with my case, with the current climate, people are really interested in the young, independent voice.
So you're getting that message out there. I know you've spoken about and you're trying to change things when it comes to misinformation, especially here with Coolock and the paint factory.
Well, yeah, of course. I think from canvassing Coolock, a lot of the people there were upset that they weren't being told and there was a lot of misinformation going around. I think the government, through lack of information, created a vacuum for misinformation to spread and fear to divide the community. I think they handled it wrong, and now I think people are switching their sails and going for an independent choice rather than a government party. I am the youngest Dublin City Councillor. I'm independent. I'm an engineer. I did a Master's in Engineering. People realise that it's time for people who are politics to go away. It's time for independents to get in.
All them immigrants
coming
in illegally.
Well, you can read my policy
and
there.
The government just want to stop giving all that money out to them because they're drawing them in at the moment.
Well, I actually think that there's a lot of disinformation around that. They're not giving away free money. All my status is in there. We want a compassionate, humane, that balances critical infrastructure lack and address the housing.
Yeah. But how come the children's on the streets of Dublin and they're not getting them? And there's not mention of them up in the Dáil.
Well, this is the thing, because the people in the Dáil from the parties don't want to listen to the people of Dublin.
Well,
we need an independent
voice. Someone's
going
to have to listen because there's children out there dying on the streets.
Well, please give me a chance as an independent voice.
I will give anyone a chance that's going to do good.
Well, thank you very much. I guarantee I will. I'm Finian McGrath. Sean Dublin Bay Loftus endorsing
McGrath
me.
Finian McGrath is a friend of mine.
Is he? But he's endorsing me.
There you go.
And you know what? I think the people of Ireland are welcome, but we need to be told what's going on, and that's it. And there's 13,000, over 13,000 homeless, and there's 100,000 derelict sites in this house.
Yeah, and there's shops over there, there's buildings over the shops that you could open up.
Like,
but they should be letting everyone in, because they should be deporting half them when they have criminal convictions.
Well, yes,
and
well,
when they
need to
go to court, they're getting everything done for them.
But there is
getting free interpreters.
There is a lot of misinformation going around, though. People are riding the wave of this to try to get themselves elected.
But there's enough. No, I'm not talking about people getting elected. I'm talking about people coming into this country that is on the criminal list already in their own countries.
Well, I do believe that they need everyone needs to be vetted 100%.
Well, they haven't been vetted.
But that's former government
and then
parties.
And the police is beating the Irish people to the ground with batons.
But people need to realise this, when they talk about immigration, that it was the former government, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Greens, that developed our immigration policy. Not independents, not Social Democrats, no other parties. It was Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Greens
what happens is when they're not getting deported.
Why isn't it?
Yeah. You go to court and they're getting, what you call it, free legal
because
aid.
They get
suspended sentences.
The system needs to be spread up.
But don't you get deported then if you have a conviction?
If someone has a conviction in a foreign country, they shouldn't be allowed 100%.
Well, then there you go. They're in here and they're in their thousands.
They're not in their thousands. That's misinformation.
Oh, yes, they are. No. I guarantee they're in their thousands.
They're not.
Why are they all coming from the far side of the world to get over here?
Why are they all coming from the far side?
They've never even heard of Ireland, half of them.
I disagree. I think there's a lot of people who are actually trying to escape, and we want to help people who are actually trying to escape. But we do.
But the problem is,
there's a difference between people who are actually escaping.
You might find you racist here.
I'm not going to try and
brand new apartments is that over on the Malahide Road, right? And who's in them?
Well, I have no idea about it. I have no comment on that.
Well, See, that's what it's wrong. She says, "Oh, comment is
there." Well, no, I've no idea about that.
Is that afraid of discrimination?
I'm not afraid. I will call. I'm independent. I represent the people.
I'm not a discrimination.
But I'll have to look into that for you because
I have a little coloured grandchild.
Because they can understand the frustration that would be about that. But there should be no tolerance to racism as well.
So we're here in the Dublin Bay North constituency. It's a vast constituency. There's everything from Raheny to Coolock to Darndale, and we're visiting these areas that are very different, but all the same constituency.
Just love going into town, but I'm nervous going in at night.
I know, and you're not on your own in that.
Yeah, and this is it. Anyone I talk to, they all say the same thing.
Yeah.
You'd be afraid going home in the dark on your own.
Yeah.
So hopefully you'll do it for us.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay.
Right.
See you again.
Good to see you again. All the best.
You too. Take care.
Councillor Tom Brabazon, Fianna Fáil councillor, candidate in the Dublin Bay North constituency.
So we're out here canvassing across Dublin Bay North. It's a big area.
Yeah.
We're in Raheny at the moment. What are you finding on the doors?
There's one very hard response to it. There's a more reasonable level of approach where people are concerned that we're not as a government, as a country, dealing with the immigration crisis appropriately. And they're very concerned about strains on the existing services, which are already under strain, such as schools, healthcare, and so on. Then there's the other side of it, the other third are like, particularly around the Coolock parts, there's a lot of people kind of embarrassed about what's happened there, and they're saying that Coolock has been misrepresented as by the events that have taken place. How are you?
Ashling,
how are you doing?
Good.
That's bad. You have your hands full this morning.
I do. Yeah. We're actually just talking there about
childcare.
Yeah. That's our main concern.
Yeah.
I'd love to go back to work.
Yeah.
I just feel I can't.
And you'd be needed back in work as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I want to go back. Yeah. Do you know?
All of my friends who are of our age group we're talking about who we're going to vote for, and we're over coffee yesterday and we're like, going through all the manifestos, being like, who's going to deal with the crash issue? That's our main concern at the moment. Yeah. There's no balance. There's no being at home with our kid and managing our work-life balance, because, you know, we can't have the support of creche if it's not, the places aren't available.
Micheál McDonough, Sinn Féin candidate for Dublin Bay North. We're in Kilbarrick and just across the road from Dunamead. It's Dunamead local electoral area, so that includes Kilbarrick and other areas, including Raheny, Clongriffin, Belmain, and so on. In terms of immigration, it hasn't come up on the doors, certainly as much. It hasn't come up much at all. It hasn't come up certainly as much as during the local elections. I think people have had time over the summer to consider all the issues. It has been said to us on a couple of occasions that people understood that there was a lot of misleading information flying around earlier this year. I think people have had conversations over the summer which has helped the situation.
They're knocking because they're looking for votes, that's why. Otherwise they're never around the place.
I give them a piece of my mind, really, as how things are going.
The waiting lists we have for hospitals, they're wasting money. Most definitely the bike shed and the security shed.
Probably continue to vote for Fianna Fáil, as I have done in the past. I think the main issues the country has is the cost of living right now. Everything has got so expensive, and I think everybody's struggling, and I think the government need to address that sooner rather than later, you know?
The homeless, the housing crisis are, of course, our system that's destroyed. We can't get into a hospital. Sick people need to be looked after.
Councillor John Lyons, independent councillor, Dublin City Council.
So we're canvassing here at the Northside Shopping Centre. Is there an anti-immigration feeling? Is there an issue still over the paint factory being turned into a centre for international applicants?
Well, I've been on the doors since early September, and it has come up, I would say, a handful of times, genuinely, a few people. And we have a good discussion around it, and we can have our political differences, because I believe we do have the resources to look after everyone, those of us living here and people who are newly arrived, but we need the political will, you know. And I think when it comes to providing those warm, safe, affordable homes for everyone, it is about the political will, and Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have completely failed on that front. And what we need to do, and what I say to people, and I think they're open to it, we may disagree politically initially, but I think we have good conversations, is that if we unite our campaigns, that's how we'll achieve good public services and good communities for everyone.
Yeah, so I'll definitely give you my vote, and it's on the 29th of November.
That's it. Lovely. So the number one. Fantastic.
Yes.
Really appreciate that. Thanks a million. Cheers.
My name is Kino Callahan. I'm the Social Democrats candidate in Dublin Bay North and deputy leader of the Social Democrats.
We're here at the Northside Shopping Centre. What's the reaction like from the voters?
A lot of issues coming up. One of them, for example, is housing. That's coming up a lot. Meeting people in their late 20s into their 30s, even their 40s, still living in their parents' homes. Are indeed a lot of people who've moved back into their parents' homes over the last number of years who would have been out renting and can no longer afford to rent.
I've never voted on the basis of something I heard at the doorstep, you know.
Have you made up your mind?
No, not yet, no.
You're banging on doors. Name all the different communities in Dublin Bay North.
That's a really dangerous thing to do because I'm bound to forget a few, but there's Darndale, Priorswood, Coolock, Kilmore, Artane, Beaumont, Donnycarney, Merino, Fairview, Clontarf, Cluster, Harmonstown, Raheny, Edenmore, Kilbarrack, Donnymead, Airfield, Clarehall, Clongriffin, Balmain, Baldoyle, Bayside, Sutton, Hoche, Balgriffin. And for sure I must have forgotten somewhere.
It's huge.
It is, yeah. It's huge consistency. Very diverse consistency. Very interesting consistency.
There you go, Henry McKean reporting there. One Texas says, politics is a tough game. You can't please everyone. Well, that's by the very nature of it. As much as people give out about politicians, says somebody else, I don't think I'd put myself forward for elections. It sounds as if they get lots of abuse. It can't be easy. Well, as you heard there on the on Henry's report, and that was, and admittedly, it's just a snapshot of what's happening in that constituency, but it didn't sound so much they were getting abused, but obviously people, no doubt they encounter people who have strong points of view on various issues and will put those forward. Someone else says, the right-wing misinformation is unreal. There are no Irish children dying on the streets of Dublin.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.